Right now it is time for us to check sports, and we'll start off with baseball scores from last night. By the way, the Yankees lost their second game in a row for the third time this season. Mariners over the Padres 6-2. The Mets over the Reds by a score of 8-1. The Marlins over the Angels 2-1. The Orioles bombed the Rangers 10-9. Pirates over the Yankees 5-2. The Phillies over the Nationals 11-0. The Rays over the Red Sox 8-4. The Tigers 11. The Guardians 4. The Braves over the Cardinals 7-1. The Cubs over the Brewers 8-3. Meanwhile, the Twins beat the White Sox 8-2. And the Astros over the Royals 9-7. Athletics beat the Blue Jays 5-3. And the Diamondbacks over the Giants by a score of 6-2. And way out west, the Dodgers over the Rockies by a score of 5-2. Well, as we all know, a lot of tumult and upset in professional golf. And that tumult in professional golf comes over the LIV golf tour. And it's created angst between players, and the organization that they used to golf for, the PGA. Billy Horschel disputes some of the complaints PGA Tour players cited as their reason for leaving the PGA Tour, calling them hypocrites. He made the bold statement during his press conference with the media ahead of the Scottish Open this week, a tournament that is co-sanctioned by the European Tour and the PGA Tour. Quote, "I've been frustrated because there's a lot of guys that are hypocritical, that aren't telling the truth, that are lying about some things, and I just can't stand to sit here anymore and be diplomatic about it as I have been in the past," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "I don't fault anybody for going to play for that tour. I don't have any ill will for anyone going to play for that tour," end quote. But he said his anger was reserved for those players who've criticized the tour on their way out. It's really become an untenable situation, and really has done great damage to the world of golf. Meanwhile, a 12-time European Tour winner Ian Poulter and two other players sanctioned by the DP World Tour will be competing in the Scottish Open this week after winning their appeal in a British court on Monday. Poulter, Adrian Ortega of Justin Harding were among 16 players to challenge the DP World Tour's ban from the Scottish Open after competing in LIV Golf's International Series in London last month without a release from their tour. But the three players won a temporary stay on Monday from a judge appointed by Sports Resolution. Quote, "I don't have any other chance, did I?" end quote. "I had to appeal. I'm not going to sit back when I feel it's slightly unjust," Poulter said at the J.P. McManus Pro-Am via the Golf Channel. "I think it was the right thing to do." This is just an incredibly sad scene, what is going on in professional golf. We're not talking about the golf. We're talking about competing tours. We're talking about money, 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 and not about the golf. Sad situation. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.